final plane.
The final frontier.
To boldly go where no conservative mom has ever gone before.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Diane Linderman.
Where's the outrage? It's the zombie apocalypse.
Whoa, I'm waking up.
This girl is on fire. This girl is on fire. This girl is on fire.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. Talking about everything that matters and everything. I mean, just about everything that matters. And you know what I'm planning on doing? I am going to start sort of mixing up my show a little bit. Years ago, I did sort of a lifestyle show. And, you know, I mean, I think once Trump wins, it's going to be boring for politics. And so I would like to hear your opinion, because I'm considering doing sort of a lifestyle show again, and including a little politics, conservative politics, that is, because after all, I am a serial entrepreneur, conservative mom, and, you know, it is about us. This country can get put back on its feet, and I'll tell you something. Politics is a dirty business. I don't know if I could ever do politics. I look at poor Trump, you know? The guy was a billionaire, still is a billionaire. Smart man, beautiful family, just everything, had everything going for him in his life. And look what they've done. They're just trying to destroy him. I don't think it's going to work. I really do not think that we the people are going to be fooled anymore by the massive Clinton machine gun, basically. And how they win is the exact same way that most wicked people win anything in life, and it's never a win, people. If they can intimidate us, if you can be intimidated by anyone, if you can be affected by what people say and think about you, you're not yourself. And I'll tell you, the one weakness I do see that Trump has is he's a street fighter. If you approach him and you say something to him, he's going to fight back. But I think he's going to have to learn now and be prepared and, like, go to boot camp. He has to go to non-reacting boot camp where he's going to have to let people come at him like a machine gun of things that really bug him, that can get under his skin. And you know what? He's going to have to learn to stop biting the bait, because we know why he's doing it. We all have been there. We felt that way. None of us like to feel that we don't want to feel like we're going to let somebody buy with something said, right? I mean, somebody says something about you, you have to set it straight. That's just in nature. And, you know, politicians, they learn to just keep smiling, and then they're fuming underneath. I don't know about you, but the debate that Hillary had with Donald Trump the other day, she made me sick with her little shimmer. Boy, was she arrogant. Well, wonder why. I truly believe she cheated. Doesn't matter. Because all the stuff she says, just a bunch of garbly goop anyway. It just drools out of her mouth with no love and no warmth and no authenticity. Whereas Donald Trump is, even if he's in his clumsiest stage, he's fighting back. He's doing all the wrong things in our minds. We wanted him to win so bad. But you see, a lot of us do believe he won. Because, you see, he has the media behind him, and the moderator was attacking him and was laying out the plan for Hillary Clinton. And she just sat there quietly. It just didn't seem right to me. Did it to you? So I've got some articles today I'm going to start. By the way, 1-800-449-8255. This is a live call-in show every single Sunday. And, you know, I'm going to, like I said, I am going to start doing more of a lifestyle show because people that love to live and love to grow and love to learn and love to better their lives, they need some inspiration once in a while. And I am inspired every minute of every day. I have a great life. And honestly, if you took everything I have worked for my whole life away from me, I would start all over and it would be just as much fun, if not more. And it's already happened. My husband and I had to pretty much, we had a thing in the 90s. I think it was when Donald Trump, when they are now accusing a Donald Trump of not paying any taxes. Good for him. You know, good for him. He lost $1 billion. You know, and those loopholes are there for a reason. It's the same reason that they had to change the debtor's law and on bankruptcy in the old days. As my attorney told me, he told me a story one time, which I thought was just amazing. Even though I've heard it before, when he told it to me, he works with bankrupt people in bankruptcy, and he was a very interesting man. And he said to me, Diane, guess why people that go bankrupt don't go to debtor's jail anymore? And I said, why? And he said, because they were putting all the brightest risk takers in the world in jail. And so all that was left was a bunch of idiots that are afraid to take risks. And I thought, how interesting. He said, so don't ever, ever in your life see people that have gone bankrupt as something bad. Those people are risk takers. They have to be able to do the things that they're going to do because, believe it or not, you know, and Rich Dad, Poor Dad also said that if you haven't been bankrupt three times, then you're not an entrepreneur. You know, and even though we're all pretty honorable, decent people in this country, none of us want to do wrong. None of us want to do the wrong thing. But I'll tell you something. The fact that Donald Trump lost $1 billion and was able to come out of that, believe me, all the experiences of what he went through will help our country. Because people that have gone all the way down to the bottom and brought themselves all the way back are people that never quit. They learn a volume of things you never learn if you don't fail. Failure is part of life. And if you learn to fail with dignity, if you learn to fail, because failure is actually an attitude. It's not really a reality if you learn to fail in the right way. And believe me, I have failed bigly. I used to say, think he was saying Big Lee, but I think he was saying Big League. My husband and I, we failed huge 15 years ago. Huge, huge, huge. I moved into a trailer. I'm not ashamed of it. I tried my best to pay off every single person I could pay off. And I sold absolutely everything I owned. I was an idiot. I'll tell you what I did that was stupid. I fixed up someone else's property. In other words, when we leased a place to open a business, it was an awesome business. We spent so much money remodeling it because that's the way my husband and I are. We don't do anything small or insignificant. We do it right or we don't do it at all. And when you spend money fixing up a person's property that you're renting or leasing, you are throwing money away. And I did not get that. I had to learn the hard way. Both of us did. And so we did. We put $100,000 into someone else's property. Now, you don't go ahead, call me an idiot. I was so stupid. We were stupid. And then we had to let it all go, move into a trailer, drive old cars. I'll tell you the rest of the story after the break. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. We'll be right back.
All my life, there was just me and my dreams.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters, talking about everything that matters. Okay, 1-800-449-8255. I'm just telling you a little personal story here about how what happens to people when they fail, because we're talking about Donald Trump in 1995. Okay, the Clintons, let's just dredge up all that old crap, okay? Let's just do it. Because if that's all that you can find on Donald Trump, big deal. The guy is a great businessman. And I'm going to tell you something. So many of Americans have been, maybe not in the volume of numbers as Donald Trump, but many of us have hurt and wished we would have figured out how to get out of our mess way before we actually did. Because what happened to my husband and I is, you know, we had to give everything up. But we spent a lot of years trying our best to pay it all back. We got down to like two different people we had were in debt for, and we made deals with them. But the thing is look at Hillary Clinton. Look at what she has done. Look at how we have a dictator, a king, and the State Department, which is supposed to be a very objective State Department, has now become part of the thug quality administration that we have. And there's no way, even if the FBI can say that Hillary did all these things wrong, but they're not going to prosecute her. But if Donald Trump looks wrong or says something wrong, the mainstream media, with the evil empire of the Clinton, I don't even know what you want to call them, gang. I would say they're as bad, they're better, they're worse than the Russians, okay? Maybe the Russian people have integrity, who knows? Because after we see what's in that White House now, how our administrations have been, I mean, even the Bush family, look at, they're now, I have an article that says that Mrs. Bush went to a fundraiser for Hillary Clinton. I call these people traitors. Because if Hillary Clinton wins, people like the Bushes will never be in politics ever again. People like Mark Cuban, who's putting his entire life on the line right now with his successes, he doesn't realize there's power in the people. And I truly believe, after looking at the enormous and incredible amounts of people that show up for Donald Trump, you have to see that there is something seriously wrong in the polls in this country. I'm sorry, I am not a believer that Hillary Clinton is ahead of Trump. I've even heard, even Rush Limbaugh said the other day, that they poll 9% more Democrats than they do Republicans. How is that fair? I don't know, maybe they have some formula that they think they're going by, but how is that fair? That they are constantly polling more liberals than they are conservatives, and they're saying that that just doesn't seem fair. But what is fair in this country now? What is fair? Doesn't seem like there's a lot fair anymore, is there? For them to go after Donald Trump from something that happened 20 years ago, you know, Trump ought to just laugh at it. I'm like, is that all you've got? Come on, man. This is what I would do. I'd say, come on, bring out something better than that. All you're going to make me do is look really good because I'm a smart businessman. I've never been a politician. I have nothing to be ashamed of. There's nothing I've done illegal here by losing almost $1 billion. Yeah, he even wrote a book about how he came back from that. So don't you tell me that people can't make mistakes in life and come back from it better than they were before. And that should be the way it all is for everyone. When you do wrong things in this life, when you do bad things and you change your life and it makes you change your life and changes the direction of what you do in life and you get better from it, you have learned something you can't be taught anywhere in this world, nowhere. Nobody can teach you these lessons. You have to drop to your knees and you've got to feel the pain of failure facing you in the face, and then you have to come out of that. And you know what I thought when this was going through this when I was younger? I thought, oh my gosh, this is just stuff. This is not me. This is just stuff. I still have my kids and my husband and my soul. How can this destroy me? It shouldn't. Stuff happens. Things happen in life. People have to look at things that are happening in their life that are bad and look at your cup. Is it half empty or is it half full? It is an attitude. You know, I have to tell my son all the time because he's a high-strung kid and bit of a perfectionist. And when things don't quite go his way, I have to talk him off the ledge. Because he's so high-strung that he just feels, he feels defeated. Now, I know what that feels like. All of us know what that feel like. See, but the liberals want you to feel defeated 99% of the time. Because if you ever felt undefeated, no matter how bad things look in life, you felt undefeated, you will be a free soul, a free person, a free thinker. Liberals don't want free thinkers. They want defeated thinkers, people that feel like they're going to fall off the edge. You know, and I always tell my son, look at Donald Trump, Luke. Look at him. Look at how he takes these machine gun of criticism constantly, day and night and day and night, never ends. His own party is against him. The media is against him. The flaming liberal Democrat Party, Clinton thugs are against him. He's not going to stop. That's one thing I know about. I can tell you that Donald Trump is not going to quit. He's going to plow through this like a professional plow horse. Nothing will stop him. As clumsy as a plow horse is, they have decency. They have a job. If he gives up and if he feels defeated, that's why he stays up till 3 a.m. thinking, because he's a thinking man. He thinks. Constantly thinking. That's what we love about him. He's authentic. People that are authentic are actually hated. Can I tell you people something? This is really a philosophy session. Because I work with troubled teenagers all the time. And the one thing I noticed, that if you can make a kid feel defeated, you own them, or there's only two things that happen. Or they slowly commit suicide, which means they find all the wrong people. They do all the wrong things. Before they know it, they're in a place you almost can't come back from. And you know what? I reach inside these kids and I pull out something inside of them that they forgot about. They never knew was there. It's called hope. It's called finding something you have that you love, your interest in life. And it breathes fresh air into their lungs again and into their soul. And before I know it, I see these kids blossoming. Because if you can make people feel defeated, you have won. But let me tell you something, libs. When these people wake up, when they become a new person, never allowing you to make them feel defeated again, there is nothing more powerful on this earth. People that feel the feeling of undefeatedness, that have a sense of groundedness. Listen, people, you have principles. You have virtue. You have God. And they don't. They're jealous. You know? That's why I tell my son, people that are cruel to you, see, the problem with people like my son, and this is nothing normal. This is nothing abnormal. He's a leader. He's kind of immature for his age, but he's a true leader. And he has these ideas that are phenomenal. And when we send him out with in our company, even the very people that he work with him want him to fail at his ideas. And he doesn't know how to deal with it. And I said, that's what leaders have to deal with every day. Don't listen to the BS. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman. This is Everything That Matters. We'll be right back. Don't go away. I've got so much more on my plate today.
Feel like a guitar that's never played. Doesn't kill you, makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you fighter. Footsteps even higher.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. Talking about everything that matters. Just giving a little philosophy today because, for those of you listening that love Trump and are praying to God he's going to be our next president of the United States, I realize by over the last few days how wickedness and evil works more than I've ever realized it before. And unfortunately, the mainstream media is the mouthpiece. So I found this article. It says, witnessing the final demise of the mainstream media. And I've thought this for a long time, but one day we're all going to just start turning it over to Richard Simmons during the news hours. You know, now the news hours are 24 hours a day. And it says, if this year's presidential election has a silver lining, it is at the final demise of the mainstream media, which is not to say that the liberal media are going away. They aren't, of course. But liberal media's claim to being mainstream, reliable, objective, fair, unlike fringe or partisan news sources, is gone forever. This is a good thing. I love it. No one could follow this year's campaign without understanding the media's formerly known as mainstream have genocided into a pretense of neutrality and even journalistic integrity. In their desperation of preserve the status quo by electing Hillary Clinton president. Hello, couldn't have said it better myself, even though I kind of mangled some words there. I'm a word mangler instead of a word wrangler. You know, and here's the other thing I've been talking about all day is the fact that Donald Trump in 1995, 21 years ago, lost $1 billion. And, you know, when you lose money in a business, you can actually write off the losses because that's what is provided. He didn't do anything illegal. But guess what I just found? I think this is quite interesting. It says, even though the New York Times is going to be in big trouble for printing somebody's personal tax returns, here's what somebody found out about them. It says, the New York Times paid no taxes in 2014. The New York Times is excited that the Clinton campaign and the rest of the media with a revelation that Republican nominee Donald Trump declared a $916 million loss in 1995 that might have resulted in him not paying taxes in subsequent years. Yeah, I think that's a lot of money to lose, to risk in a business, and they let you write that off, which I think is the fairest part of the taxes, because there's so many risk takers. I told you about the debtor's prison and all that, and that they don't have it anymore because they would put all the most important entrepreneurs in the country in a debtor's prison. So they changed the laws to actually benefit people that are willing to take a risk for their own money. Okay, so Donald Trump is very smart, and he knows that, okay, well, maybe that was a loss. So he still lost the money, but they let him write it off on his taxes. And if that's the case, glory to him, you know? The implication reinforced by CNN's Jake Tapper on the State of the Union on Sunday morning at the Trump is that Trump avoided paying taxes. See, that's how they're twisting it. It's not that he didn't pay taxes. He basically paid $916 million worth of taxes, if you want to look at it that way. But I'm going to read the rest of this when we come back from our break. So stay with me. This is Diane Linderman, 1-800-449-8255. We'll be right back. This is Everything That Matters.
person can read my mind. I'm undefined. I'm just beginning. The pen's in my... I'm not afraid to fall. It means I climbed up.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters, 1-800-449-8255. Talking about the New York Times and how they basically are trying to take Trump down for Hillary's sake, because in 21 years ago, he lost almost $1 billion, and then he wrote a book about how he came back. But let me ask you a question about that real quick before I carry on about the New York Times. Would you really think that you can find anybody in this world to run for president of the United States that had a halo on their head that's perfect in every way? I don't even know anybody like that. And I know a lot of pretty good people. You know, I say he without sin cast the first stone. The New York Times basically is probably just a handmaiden for Hillary Clinton's thuggery. And like that last article I wrote, that the mainstream media is now pretty much in demise. It's going to be gone soon because nobody believes it anymore. It's just like the rag. You know, all the stupid CNN, MSNBC, and all those, even Fox News, man. Today I had to turn it off. They're so trying to be fair and balanced. There's no such thing, people. There's either fair, which is also balanced, or there's unfair. There's only one truth. There's not two truths. See, and that's what's happening in this country, is that we all believe there's so many truths, that there's your truth and my truth. But, you know, there is only one truth. It is the truth. And we can try to spin it any way we want. But I'll tell you something. For the New York Times to dig this up, which is actually illegal, and I hope Donald Trump and his team prosecute the New York Times for all it's worth. What they found out about Donald Trump is absolutely no freaking big deal. There's nothing wrong with what he did. As a business person speaking, a serial entrepreneur, like many of us, we've all made mistakes in business. Yeah, we try not to. But you know what? When you're a risk taker and you try to figure things out in life, things happen. You know, poop happens. So, but here's something that the New York Times did not tell you. They did not pay any taxes. It says here, the New York Times paid no taxes in the year 2014. Yep, they probably got paid. The New York Times, okay, I already read all that. The implication reinforced by CNN's Jake Tapper and State of the Union on Sunday morning is that Trump avoided paying taxes, which is not true, when in fact his tax liability was zero. There's a difference. But we still don't know that if that's true. But the Times itself has avoided paying taxes. In 2014 example, as Forbes noted at the time, for tax year 2014, the New York Times paid no taxes and got an income tax refund of $3.5 million. Ho, ho, ho. Even though they had a pre-tax profit of $29.9 million in 2014. In other words, their post-tax profit was higher than their pre-tax profit. Now, how does that happen? The explanation is their 2014 annual report is, and if we understand this, good for you, I don't quite get it. The effective tax rate for 2014 was favorably affected by approximately $21.1 million for the reversal of resources for uncertain tax positions due to the lapse of applicable status of limitations. Okay, there's a bunch of jargon. That's a bunch of psychobabble. If you don't think it took a fancy accountants and tax lawyers to make that happen, read the statement again. No, thank you. I do not want to read the statement again. The problem is, we've got people with one point finger pointing and three pointing back. It's just a dishonest display of dishonesty. It's just wickedness. It's a distraction, people. That's pretty much what it is. It's a distraction. And it will never end because I don't even know. If Donald Trump wins this, it'll be by a miracle. Nothing more, nothing less. And it's not because the votes aren't there. It's because even if the votes weren't there, I truly believe, my opinion, is there's going to be so much voter fraud. I read this article the other day. They found thousands, tens of thousands of votes. And I can't remember the town it's in. I would love, you have to follow me on Facebook because I constantly am pushing out information to people and you have to find out if it's right or wrong. I have read several sources for this that for Hillary Clinton, just waiting for the election so they can push him in. It's evil. It's downright evil. 1-800-449-8255. Don't forget, I do recipes at the end of the show. I got some lifestyle stuff we'll talk about. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. Don't go away. Gina.
Every day pray, got family, friends, yeah, everybody sins. A winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. Help folks in need, don't fall for greed. A jealous man is weak, so think before you speak. If you love them, let them know. If you hate, let it go. Fast can be fun, but sometimes you need slow. God is all good, the devil is so real. So listen up, y'all, cause this is how I feel.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters, and that's pretty much how I feel. That's Colt Ford. Very good song there. I love that. Those lyrics. Awesome. I thought this was interesting. I just ran across it during the break here. It says, George Clooney, we all know what a big lib he is. Totally just a phenomenal, just full-on flaming liberal. Hypocrite like the rest of them. I'm sorry. If I offend you, I reserve the right to offend all flaming liberals, even though I have a very, very, very close friend who is a flaming liberal that absolutely adores me. We have so much fun together. We have just full-on arguments all the time. But what's so strange is we're not very far apart on pretty much most policies. She just is a do-gooder. She wants to do good, and she doesn't realize that by doing good for people, you're actually hurting them. For instance, George Clooney, he has a $10 million Italian villa. He is all for bringing over as many refugees as he can to America. And it says, karma's a you-know-what, says, liberal George Clooney's been a huge advocate for having more migrants come into the U.S. He wasn't asking them to bum-rush his $10 million Italian villa. See, that's the thing. These are hypocrites. They would not ever open up their huge estates to help these immigrants. And I'll tell you something. He's a full-on hypocrite. Okay, enough of that. Here's another article. Donald Trump's billion-dollar, oh no, that we've already done that one. Hold on, I was just looking at, oh, Black Lives Matter vandalized Trump International DC, but the liberal media completely ignores the attack. Go Google it, people. It's pretty wicked. It's written all over the front of his beautiful, brand spanking new Trump International in Washington, D.C. And it says Black Lives Matter right on it. It's just, you know, it's the arrogance of the times. You know, it's just really sad. Okay, here's another one. I think we talked about this a little bit. Another Bush for Hillary. Barbara Bush spends Saturday night in Paris partying with Huma Abedin, at a Clinton fundraiser, along with the twins, which are there, spending $5,000 for the privilege each. Pretty telling, isn't it? Now we know we're so happy we didn't have Jeb in here. He's really a liberal in disguise. Not even a rhino. Just a full on liberal. And that's why he couldn't handle Donald Trump. I'm so happy that Donald Trump is our nominee. Again, Mark Cuban says if Trump loses, his toxic brand will bankrupt him. You know what? I don't think that. Do you know how many people in this country love Donald Trump? I know you're thinking all the poor people, right? And this is a totally degrading thing, because the truth is I am one of those uneducated white people. Actually, I'm many colors. I'm Indian and I'm many other things. But the point is, he was saying that that Donald Trump's basically his followers are uneducated, un-college degreed white men. Well, let me tell you something, Mr. Arrogance. I think the ones that you're talking about could be the plumbers, electricians, the builders, the people that will matter when your billions and billions of dollars don't have a place to nest and they have to come in there and fix the safes or the lighting or the plumbing. You have to realize something. People that have trades, they are the kings of our country and the queens. Those people are the reason why our country moved, not the intellectuals that simply use their mouth to make a living. These are the hardcore, hardworking people of our country, the builders, the creators, the innovators, the coffee houses, you know, the ones that build things and make things and fix things. I'm telling you, tell me one time you cannot find people to come and fix stuff for you. What happens to your stuff? Those are the so-called uneducated or uncollege credited people. These are tradespeople. And they are solely needed in our country. And they are going to be in the valley of the blind. The one-eyed man is king. If you have skills and talents, if you have things that you have skills that know how to repair and build, you're going to be the survivors of this country, not all those poof and BS and more BS, because those are the ones that are running our country right now. And that's why we want Donald Trump, because he's a blue collar billionaire. He knows what it's like. He knows what it takes to build. He's been on the tractors and the front end loaders, and he knows what it takes to make things happen. See, we're tired of all of the BS. That's all I can say about that. Wow. There's so many things that I want to talk about today. We'll talk about it on the other side of this hard break. Check out my website, Everything That Matters in the Kitchen. Also my recipes and my cookbooks and my series of kids books, How to Become an Entrepreneurial Kid. Let's just rebuild our country with kids. Entrepreneurs. Stay with me. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. We'll be right back.
Cheating, mistreating, games that you played brought you down. Broke my heart, tore it apart. Look who's got the last laugh now. Don't you come crawling back, begging, please, on your knees. Baby, if you're missing me, well, you can hear me.
Play final boldly go where no conservative mom has ever gone before.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Diane Linderman.
Where's the outrage? It's the zombie apocalypse.
Whoa, I'm waking up.
This girl is on fire!
It's like everything you do in Texas, everywhere I go, there's just a, you know, an openness, just a feeling like they trust you. They don't treat you like you're going to do something wrong. They actually treat you like you're going to do something right. And I have to tell you, people, it is a refreshing feeling. You feel almost awkward at first that they actually trust you. And they look at you like you're not going to do any harm. Why would you ask such a question? And the people here have personalities. One thing I noticed right off, just about every young person speaks to you. They talk to you. They look at you in the face. They say, yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. I mean, you know what? It is refreshing. They're not suppressed. They're not pushed down. They're not dumbed down. I'm telling you, Texas is, I'm loving it more and more and more, you know, and they, you don't mess with Texas. They even have signs that say that around. Don't mess with Texas. I'm like, I would not mess with Texas. You don't mess with the cops. They say no. You just say, yes, sir. You know, I mean, they mean business. Their job is very important to them. And so here's where I'm going with this. By the way, 1-800-449-8255. You're welcome to be part of my show. Anytime you want to interrupt me, have something you want to say, if you hate my guts, if you think I'm an idiot, I'd love to hear from you. Good, bad, and indifferent. 1-800-449-8255. But I'd like to talk to Democrats today. Because, you know, us conservatives and Republicans, we don't always agree upon everything, but the one thing we all 100% agree upon this election is we want a country and we want it back and we want it to be the way it is here in Texas. I like to call Texas the new America because I don't want to look over my shoulder and think I'm doing something wrong when I say things that I'm supposedly not supposed to say and I have absolutely no idea what those mean. I am not politically correct. I will never be politically correct, so you better watch out, because that's just who I am, and there are laws to protect me for being not politically correct. And here is the thing that we have a problem with in our country. What are we arguing about today? Okay, so they start to destroy Trump because Trump says to his audience, I just got off a plane and there was a bombing in New York City. And he says, I don't know who it is or what. I don't know a lot about it, but my heart goes out to blah, blah, blah. So what are they trying to destroy Trump for today? They are trying to destroy him because he actually said there was a bombing. Then they go over to Hillary's camp. And did you know, I just found an article right here. Let me see if I can find it again. The article about Hillary, by the way, was when she came out and spoke and said she did say there was a bombing, and then they, guess what? The Jay Tapper edited it out because, you see, they're trying their best to make, I like to say, a silk purse out of a sow's ear. That's my mother's saying. She's from Alabama. They're trying to wrap up Hillary Clinton to make Hillary Clinton look like she is the dog's dinner and that we are supposed to look at her like she's going to be an authority. But I saw her on that plane today, and you guys have got to watch the news and see how she answered. They're calling her Zombie Hillary because there's something wrong with that woman. There are five Hillarys that I've seen. There's the big smiling face. There is the zombie type of quality that she has about herself when she's, and I don't even know if she acts like she's on drugs. I mean, I'm just saying that if you watch it, it's all over the internet that she is being called the Zombie Hillary. But here's what we're arguing about. The word bomb. Hello, people. When an explosion goes off and it is an intentional explosion, we call that a bomb. They're trying to tell Donald Trump that he should have waited for the experts to come up with what happened. Well, we all know exactly what happened. We all are calling it a bomb. The only ones not calling a bomb is the insane media. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I think journalism is dead. And I always call CNN the Clinton News Network, because we can just be assured that the Clinton News Network will always, always try to make Clinton come out smelling like a rose. Now, if you people out there, you Democrats, think that your representative of your party is an honorable and decent person, I would love for you to call me and tell me off. 1-800-449-8255. I need to know if you really truly believe that Hillary Clinton is an honorable and good and decent woman. And can you please, just for once, I would love for you to tell me what this woman has ever done in her life that stands out, that made a difference. I want to know, because I want to be educated. I just don't understand, and I want to not think the worst of 50% of the country, and I want to be able to know that there are people out there that have a brain and that aren't just following the media's hypnotism, and that you guys are the words that they use. We'll talk about this more. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. I am wired today. I'll be right back.
All my life, there was just me and my dreams, and the days went ticking. Sometimes it seems like you're falling.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. Talking about Everything That Matters, I actually put a segment on from last week because we had a little crazy thing happen here, but I'm back, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about some crazy stuff that's going on in our country. And if you have any reason to call, 1-800-449-8255, good, bad, and indifferent. I love a good argument, so don't worry about hurting my feelings. I probably don't have any by now. I'm pretty objective and realistic. It's a good place to be in life, you know? It's one of those things where political correctness is not my forte. I am probably the opposite of politically correct. So I just tell the truth as I see it. And I reserve the right by the Constitution of the United States to speak my mind and say whatever I feel. People have the right to be wrong in this country. So do I. And I also have the right to be right, and it feels like wrong. Because tell you something, when you're sensitive, you can't get anything done in life. So speaking of that, Donald Trump, let's see, AP NORC poll. Half of Trump backers don't trust the vote count. Okay, I have already thought about this. I think a lot of people fear the voter fraud in this country is going to be worse than it has ever been, because George Soros said something the other day. I read an article. Somebody sent me something where he said that basically, even if Hillary does not win the votes, she's going to be the president of the United States. Now, that's a pretty frightening thing for somebody to say with the kind of power he has. So whether that means something really bad happening to Donald Trump, or if they're just going to cheat their way to the top, I have no idea. But I really pray for Donald Trump all the time, to pray to God he, you know, is safe. Wouldn't want anything to happen to him. He's a good and decent man. I don't care what people say in this country. We all can see it. It says, New York Donald Trump is making the unprecedented assertion that general election is going to be rigged. It is going to be rigged. And many people who are drawn to his presidential campaign have major doubts about the accuracy of the November 8th vote. Only about one-third of Republicans say they have a great deal of, or quite a bit of confidence that votes on Election Day will be counted fairly. I do believe that there are people that want to be fair, that work those polls. I actually was a poll watcher one time in Wisconsin. It was fascinating. But the problem is the thousands upon thousands upon thousands of illegal aliens that are coming into our country that do not have to prove who they are, where they're from. They don't have to have ID. Don't you see the madness and all that? The insanity of not having to prove who you are when you vote. That's how important a vote is. The Democrats have made this happen. They call it inequality. It's basically anybody that with a tiny bit of brain matter can get an ID. The problem is people that don't have proof of who they are cannot get an ID. And that's okay with the Democrat Party. That is not okay with the Republican Party. That's not okay with anybody that has an ounce of common sense. For us to not demand voter ID when you vote, there's something seriously wrong with people that think that's okay not to. Anybody could come in from anywhere in the country. They could take a million people from another country, pay them some dinners and give them some money, bring them in for a week where they will then probably never leave, and have them go vote. And I believe that the Democratic Party will do that. I truly believe they will bring in people. They have already allowed people. That's what Obama's been working on in the 8 years he's been there, is to allow people to come into this country and vote. And they've just, they're finding it everywhere. It's rampant. How can you stop it when you don't have a set of rules in place to make things proper? Democrats have gone from not allowing black slave Republicans to vote to when the beginning of the freedom for black slaves to letting anyone vote and making sure that they can vote without ID. It's just insane. I mean, what are the morals and the virtue? You know, and I always hear people say that love Hillary Clinton. She's the most honest person I've ever known. And the other day, Chris, whatever his name is. He used to be the Florida general. He was the Florida. I think he was the their governor. I think his name was Christie. I think it's not the Christie you're thinking of New Jersey. Anyway. He got up in front of a big group of people the other day and he said, I think that, you know, what was he saying? He was talking about how wonderful Hillary Clinton was, and that he went down this line of things and goes, I mean, this was a audience of Democrats. And when he said that Hillary is an honorable, honest person, the entire audience started laughing their heads off, this cracking up. And he had to stop. It was just weird. Anyway, so that's an interesting thing. And, of course, Debbie Wasserman Schultz showing her ugly face again. I'm sorry, that woman is, to me, the most classless, disgusting, gross woman. I could say worse things, but I won't. Anyway, here she is. They've got her. Hillary picks people that are criminals that work for her. All right. They fired her at the DNC and she's back working for Clinton. She's out stumping on doing rallies. And she says, Donald Trump not fit to wipe floors of the White House. Well, I think that's a bunch of crap. I think that man deserves to be in the White House. It says former DNC chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz reemerged on the national stage on Friday, campaigning for Hillary Clinton, of course, during a rally in Coral Gables, Florida. Heck, Donald Trump is not fit to wipe floors of the White House, let alone illegally reside in the building, she said. Oh, and she is. That's the weird thing. By the way, that reminds me. I had an article here. I don't even know if I saved it. It was a story about, for people that don't remember, how when the Clintons left the White House, how they had stolen things. They graffitied walls. They disrespected the entire beautiful antiques. They had to pay back $200,000 from stuff they took. What kind of people do that? That's like white trash. That's the kind of thing people do when they're trash, you know? Why would they do that? Why would they allow any of their people to do that? They graffitied the walls in the White House. We're going to let her go back in there? Look it up. It's on articles all over the place. You'll see pictures. And here's her criminal out there stumping for her. The former DNC chairwoman says, she said, Wasserman Schultz said she wouldn't wanted a further ridicule Trump's appearance, but you know, she's actually putting him down, saying how ugly he is, and she's probably the ugliest woman I've ever seen. She said, Wasserman Schultz said she wanted to further ridicule Trump's appearance, but added that she would keep that to herself because her parents raised her with some class. I don't think so. That is a absolute classless human being. But it is pretty scary. Because Clinton is launching a final stage turnout plan, trying to get people. Of course, they're going to, you know, they're going to abuse and use minorities in this country, because the only time any of the Democratic politicians care about minorities is in the time of when it's time to vote. Now they get you a bus ride, they give you a meal, they hand you $100 or maybe 200. I don't know how much they pay you to go vote for them. I think it'd be hilarious if they all took the money, got the ride, got the lunch, and then voted for Trump. Because I know a lot of young people that are voting for Trump. And these are like Bernie Sanders type of people. These are people that hate Hillary Clinton. Because Hillary Clinton basically, I don't know if you remember this, but she just tried to destroy a lot of the Bernie Sanders people recently and called them basement dwellers. I mean, this is the classlessness of Hillary Clinton. You know, I mean, she stood up there with such smug arrogance the other day and really thought she had a handle on the country. And yeah, the only polls that I saw that she won was the all of her, you know, Clinton News Network and MSNBC and all the ones that are already stumping for her. So how do you know the truth anymore? How do we know the truth? That's the whole thing. 1-800-449-8255. You guys must be out enjoying my favorite time of year, fall. When we come back, I'll either take your calls, we'll get in some recipes, or do some fun stuff here in the last half an hour of Everything That Matters with Diane Linderman. Don't go away.
Just beginning, the pen's in my hand, ending unplanned, staring at the blank page before you, open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. My absolute favorite time of year, fall, is here. I don't know about you, but I've decked my house out. We have a house in Texas that is just like my dream house, and it overlooks 33 acres, and I have to tell you something, the shadows are getting long. The neat thing about Texas is where I live portions of the year in Oregon, it's already getting cold there, which, you know, makes a better fall, and of course you get the fall leaves there. But when it's really cool at night here, like 50s, and the days are the 70s and low 80s, you still can go out and do stuff. And I'm into vintage flea market finds. And I have to tell you something, people. If you love flea markets, if you love yard sales, you're going to freak out if you ever come to Texas, because every single weekend there is trade days all across this incredibly huge state. And it doesn't matter where you are. I would say that weekends on the highways here are busier than weekdays. That's how people are here in Texas. They get out with their families. They're at baseball, football games. They're doing their yard selling. The women here in Texas love to just go out and find stuff and remake it into something else. And I've been doing that for years. I started out when I was like 17 years old, working in a thrift store of all places. And of course, I rented out the whole front of the thrift stores, and I actually volunteered so that I could get the first deals on anything that came in there. And I would buy stuff, and I'd buy a lot of vintage clothing. And I found, when I was younger, we lived in Ventura, California, where Santa Barbara had a lot of college kids and a lot of money. And every weekend I would take my little old 1960 Mercedes that I had. I used to buy and sell cars. I was a serial entrepreneur even when I was 16 years old. And a beautiful old Mercedes with a big rag top, and I put my big collie dog in the back seat, and we'd go shopping at these huge flea markets. And boy, the stuff that I found for a quarter and a dollar, and I could take $100 and probably get a truckload, but I filled the whole back of my car up, and I'd come home, and I rented out the front of the store, and I called it Diane's Handpicked Clothing and Antiques and Vintage Stuff. And I've been doing that. I still have I'm like addicted to it. You can't stop doing it once you do it. You have to have an outlet. So, because unless you have a way to sell the stuff off, you go crazy. You start piling it in your house, and then you watch those shows where you go into somebody's house, you can't even move 3 feet because you've got so many things in there. But here in Texas, they have all these places you can go where lots and lots of women and even some men, rent out these booths. And that's actually a business I used to have called Mom's Club Mercantile. And basically it was a place where I rented out all these little places for moms that didn't want to go to work, but wanted to make a living. And they brought their kids with them. And it was just a great, great, great idea. Just the wrong location in Oregon, where basically you have a lot of welfare people. Don't have any money. Yeah, that's what you have there. You either have super rich, super poor, or welfare people. It's sad. 1-800-449-8255. I've got some recipes I'm going to be sharing with you and some ideas, so stay with me. This is Diane Linderman, and this is sort of going to be the beginning of my new lifestyle show. We'll be right back.
Trapped inside an ugly life, stuck in my cocoon.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. Well, what I'm going to tell you how to make today, I'm going to show you how to make. I can't show it to you, but you're going to have to listen, because it's so ridiculously simple. And for fall, this is one of the best and most delicious stuffed bell pepper recipes you will ever try. So get your pencils, get your paper, or go to my website, everythingthatmattersinthekitchen.com, and you will want to at least go out tonight and get the ingredients. You know what's really good about these? You can actually, I know. So anyway, the neat thing about this particular recipe, and I'm going to try to give more of these recipes, is once you make these bell peppers, you can actually freeze them. And I have to tell you, they're just as good when you warm them up, put them in the oven. The thing you're going to do, though, if you do freeze them, is we're going to prepare them. We're not going to bake them. So you can, I'll tell you how to prepare them. And then what you do is you put them in Ziploc bags. You can put all of them in one giant Ziploc, or you can put them in individual Ziploc. Just make sure they stand up so all the stuff doesn't fall out of them. Okay. Are you ready? This is the simplest recipe you'll ever try in your life. And everything I teach you how to make are recipes that I have created because I love to figure how to make things quick, simple, and decadent, and of course, super healthy. Okay. So you get 8 to 10 ounces of lean ground beef, and you start in a big pan, in a big saucepan. I want you to take some coconut oil, maybe about a tablespoon, and throw it in there. And the reason why is because I want to get this meat sort of crisped up really fast. And coconut oil, put a little bit of coconut. If you buy lean ground beef, it actually doesn't have enough fat in it almost to cook. So go ahead and buy the lean ground beef because you're better off having the coconut oil as your fat. Get that cooking. Meanwhile, you're going to throw in one finely chopped onion, 2 to 4 cloves of chopped garlic because you're going to cook this in there with your beef. All right, so get that all sauteed up and all ready to go. When you're all done with that, you're going to take that off of the heat, turn the heat off, and in that pan, you're going to add 2 cups of cooked brown rice. Now, here's the secret in my brown rice. I am not a hypocrite because I don't usually open boxes or cans or jars, but sometimes for time restraint reasons, I find the best of the best. So, the brown minute rice is exquisite. It's the best. And I researched it and I found that the rice still has the bran on it. So it's still really good for you. So anyway, you cook it in chicken broth instead of water. Makes it delicious. If you want to make a whole bunch of rice, you can keep portions of it in your refrigerator. Because I find reasons to use rice all the time. All right. But you need 2 cups of cooked brown minute rice, okay? You're going to throw that into your meat. You can even use a little bit more than 2 cups, whatever you want. Now what we're going to do is we're going to add 1.5 cups of grated, you can use any kind of cheese you want. I happen to use Monterey Jack and some cheddar, okay? So I throw that in. All right. Now, meanwhile, you take your peppers and you cut the centers out, get all the seeds out of them and set them into a nice baking dish. I spray it with coconut oil, so you usually can put 6 in a nice little baking dish, okay? Then I take a jar of Newman's tomato basil marinara sauce. It's organic. It is absolutely delicious. And I mix it in with my rice, my meat, and the cheese, and I mix it all up. Now I taste it. Sometimes you need to add a little bit of maple syrup to kind of sweeten it up. It doesn't really make it sweet, but it actually pops out the flavor. Okay, so I always actually pretty much add it to everything, that and garlic salt. So I always put garlic salt, pepper, and a little bit of my maple syrup. When we come back, I'm going to tell you how to prepare. This is so simple. You can make this whole thing in about 25 minutes. And you bake it in the oven. Oh, so good. Stay with me. This is Diane Linderman, 1-800-449-8255. This is Everything That Matters. We'll be right back.
All my life, there was just me and my dreams. And the days went ticking by like the beat of my heart. Spend my nights wondering how it would feel when the wedding would end and tomorrow would start. Suddenly I see light.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. We're making stuffed bell peppers. Couple other things I want to show you how to make real quick, too. But anyway, we if you've heard the first part of it, you take the lean ground beef, the onion, the garlic, and you saute it till it's nice and cooked, finished. You know, just make sure there's no red beef. And then you throw in the rice and the cheese. And now you're going to stuff your bell peppers. You've cut holes in the top of them, pulled all the seeds and washed them out, put them into a nice, tight-fitting baking dish. And I spray that baking dish with coconut oil. Then what I do is I literally, when I put it in there, have you ever stuffed a turkey so tight that the dressing actually starts popping up underneath the skin? Well, that's me. I put so much stuffing inside of a turkey that I find it everywhere when I'm done. And that's the best flavored ones ever. So when I stuff my bell peppers, I put it in there and I stuff it down with my thumbs. So I put a ton of stuffing in each bell pepper. Okay. Some people do it lightly. I don't. I like to do it very tight. All right. So now all that yumminess is in there, but make sure you taste it before you put it in there. And if it is not absolutely delicious, put a little garlic salt, maybe a little bit of maple syrup, stirred it all up really good, because you want to put enough maple syrup in and just pop that flavor right out of it. Okay. Now we've got it all. They're all filled up. Now what we're going to do is we're going to take the remaining cheese. And I always say 1.5 to 3 cups. Some people are like, oh, I don't want any fat in my food. Well, to heck with you people. Cheese is awesome. You can't make anything good without cheese and butter these days. And you know what? It's so much better for you than sugar. So if you got to do something, this is a very low carb meal, by the way. Cause there's no, bread. There's no wheat. There is some rice though. Okay. Anyway, I get it all in there. I make them look really nice and then I cover them with the remaining cheese. And now I put them in the oven on about 350 degrees. Some people put a little bit of water in the pan. I do not. I don't like it. But I do, and I'm watchful so that when it's in there and it starts cooking, I don't want the top of it to get brown. So sometimes I'll put a piece of foil over the top when it starts to get really started looking really yummy and a little bit crispy. And I cook it in there for probably, I would say, probably about half an hour, 45 minutes. Here's how you can tell if it's done. You take a fork, like you're checking a potato, and you put it in the side of the bell pepper. If it seems to go in really easily, then you, I would say it's done. Probably about 30 minutes. That's how I figure it. Okay, now we've got this delicious bell pepper. And you want to know, what do you do with it when you bring it out? How do you serve it? I literally cut them down the middle. And I give 2 sides to each person. Some people only want 1 side because there's a lot in there now. Because remember, mine are so packed full. I probably got about 1/4 pound of meat in each one. That's why sometimes you need to use, you know, make more meat and meat mixture. Anyway, I cut them down the middle and I serve them with a fork and knife, and people are just, they just love them. They're the most delicious things you've ever tried in your life. You get the flavor of all that bell pepper in without even putting it into the mixture. It just absorbs right into the mixture. So it's delicious. All right. So now we're going to have a salad. I'm going to tell you how to make my most favorite salad dressing. It's the simplest, most delicious salad dressing on the face of the earth. I mean, there is nothing better. And it's as easy as these 4 ingredients. You need olive oil. Okay. The only time I ever use olive oil is when I'm eating it raw. If you try cooking with olive oil, it actually ruins the oil. So think about that when you're making. The best thing to cook with is coconut oil. I always preach that. It has a super high heat index, which means you can get it really, really hot. They say that about peanut oil too, but I tell you, coconut oil is so good for you. Okay, so this is what I use. I sort of equal parts of olive oil and lemon juice. All right. Sometimes you might want to use a little more lemon juice than olive oil. And here's the other ingredients. Parmesan cheese and garlic salt and pepper. That is it. And what I have to tell you how to do is never make this up ahead of time. Don't put the dressing on before just you're ready to eat it. You put it on right before. The acidity in the dressing from the lemons will literally cook your lettuce if you try putting it on too early, and it wilts it. But I'm telling you, if you make this right and you eat it right when it's ready, you serve it and you just like just toss your salad right then, oh, it's the best thing ever. You can also replace it with balsamic vinegar, the lemon. Make it exact same way. Don't be afraid to add a little too much Parmesan cheese because that's how you salt it. I rarely have to add salt to this salad dressing because it's the Parmesan cheese basically gives it a lot of saltiness. And besides that, it's just the best thing ever. And then, of course, I will add to that meal probably some real delicious whole wheat sourdough garlic bread. And the way I make mine, so ridiculous simple. How I do it is I get my oven grill going. I get it broiler going, I should say. And then I just, if you can get it in baguettes, that's wonderful. You cut it right down the middle, or you can just get it in slices. Because I find a lot of whole wheat sourdough. Sourdough bread is actually way better for you than any kind of bread you can eat besides rye bread. And all you do is you just take raw garlic and you take a spoon and slather it all around there. Then what you do is you slather on some butter and Parmesan cheese, put that under the grill, and ugh, so delicious. All right, you can check out these recipes on my website, everythingthatmattersinthekitchen.com. Till next week, this is Diane Linderman talking about everything that matters every single Sunday. We'll talk to you next week. This is Diane Linderman signing off.
How come you're always such a fuzzy young man? Don't want no Captain Crunch, don't want no Raisin Bran. Well, don't you know that other kids are starving in Japan? So eat it, just eat it. Don't want to argue, I don't want to debate. Don't want to hear about what kind of food you hate. You won't get no dessert till you clean off your plate, so eat it.